Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
Now it's time for dramatic readings from the Nextdoor app, because you really don't need reality television for drama. You just need to open your app and look down the street.
Now, if you don't know what Nextdoor is, it is a neighborhood-specific Facebook, right? You're familiar with Facebook. You go on there, you leave posts, comment about anything, different categories. I think it was intended to be a place where you could recommend a painter if you have a good experience with a painter.
You can buy and sell furniture on there.
Sure.
Somebody down the street might want to buy that desk you've got extra or whatever.
Maybe you need a babysitter, and where better to look than your neighbors. But then it goes sideways, because people got them some issues.
All right, Jeff has got your first one. It's a reading from the Book of Tucker.
There is so much crime happening in our neighborhood, and I have to be honest, I'm doing a lot of it. It's really fun. I'm about to do another vandalism, and you can't stop me. Also, I'm high on drugs. Person one, hair. Looks like mine. Top, cool-looking tank top. Bottom, shorts that end around mid-thigh. Think NBA player in 1988. Shoes, pretty unremarkable, but good as hell dress socks.
Oh my God.
Race, can't run fast, so I probably wouldn't win one. Build, always working on it. Be on the lookout for me. A reading from the Book of Tucker.
All right, Kelly Cheese, you got a trendy area.
I've got a reading from the Book of Brookhaven. Really? I don't complain much, and I believe I'm a good person. I adopt homeless pets. I stop for ducks in the road. But when a restaurant overcooks my zucchini, then I have to voice this. Is it because I was a DoorDash customer? That is a reading from the Book of Brookhaven.
All right. And Janine, on the north side of town.
Be on alert. I just caught some guys going back and forth and hanging around.
That's it?
That's it. Be on alert, people. People are hanging around.
That is a reading from the Book of John's Creek. All right, Decatur Spotlight on you. This post from Nextdoor, titled Ruffle Feathers, a reading from the Book of Decatur. Wondering if anyone else is sick and tired of all the birds in the neighborhood. Every morning, the robins start in at an ungodly hour, twittering and tweeting and making a racket. Then they run all over my yard, scratching at the mulch and making holes in it with their beaks while they look for bugs. It's disgusting. Then there's the cardinals and the finches. My neighbor has a feeder, and those birds all like to eat there and then come perch on my trees and poop like crazy. Some poop from these birds even lands on my sidewalk. On top of that, somebody on my block has a mulberry tree. The birds eat those, and then they poop purple everywhere.
Ew.
And they love to poop purple on the cars.
It's a purple pooping pigeon.
Now, what's worse is we even have hawks in the hood. It says hood. I admit they're impressive, but when they chow down on a sparrow and leave feathers all over my flower beds, it burns my butt. I don't know what's to be done about all of it, but I am dang sure I didn't move to my city to have all this nature getting on my nerves. Who's with me?
Wow.
That woman's Nextdoor post complaining about birds is actually considerably longer than my advanced placement English final back in high school.
That's a reading from the Book of Decatur.
Will you be my neighbor?
We're not done with this yet. What about Lawrenceville? And hey, you, Winder, you haven't escaped this yet. Marietta, your dramatic readings are up next on the Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
This is the Jeff and Jen Show.
Here at Star 94.1, we like our drama live and local. So we got our dramatic readings from the Nextdoor app. Nextdoor is an app where you can connect with your neighbors and have a great time with them and sell furniture and also complain about things.
God bless the Nextdoor app.
All right. I am going to be reading from the book of Marietta. Speakeasy. Interested in having a local neighborhood bar? So are we. Let's make one together.
Oh my God.
Not quite as speakeasy as the goal isn't to make money, but is more of a pooling of alcohol and resources for responsible adult consumption with company. Let's think of how we can legally have our own neighborhood alcohol trust where we can respectfully congregate and enjoy libations with one another.
So one of your Marietta neighbors, Jen, wants to leave their basement open and unlocked and just stocked.
I hope it's my next door neighbor.
Is that the most Marietta thing ever? Let's find a way to make a neighborhood Costco for booze.
All right, producer Janine.
From the Book of Winder. Please stop putting cats in my mailbox. I have twice went to get my mail this past month, and I have found a cat inside my mailbox.
Meow.
I am about 97% sure that someone is placing these cats in my mailbox and that they're not getting into the mailbox voluntarily. Cut it out.
That means 3% of the person is wondering if somebody mailed them a cat, or then they realize there's no stamps on it. So they're like, well, somebody maybe this thing climbed up, got itself in the mailbox and shut the door.
Super cozy. If I find another cat, or any animal for that matter, in my mailbox again, I will contact the authorities. I'm not certain of the laws, but it seems like it would be some sort of crime. Has anyone else had this happen to them?
Maybe it's just a dry place. The cat wanted to get dry in the mailbox if it was raining.
Aww.
Right?
Yeah.
And then it pulls what? The door shut?
I don't know. Cats are smart.
Cats are smart.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they might be able to.
I want to know where the cat went after it was released from the mailbox. Like, did you keep it? Did you mark it return to sender and put it back in the mailbox? Like, what happened?
I'm guessing it bolted out of there.
Meow, meow.
All right, Kelly Cheese, where are you taking us?
I'm taking you to the Book of Dunwoody. This one's titled Shoes. Due to an unforeseen moving boo-boo, I need to borrow a pair of women's dress shoes size 14 for this Friday night. Side note, this is a men's post. I can pay you if you desire to. I can pick up any time after 6 p.m. tonight or any time during the day tomorrow. Great first post, I know. Ah, ha, ha. Color also doesn't really matter at this point. From the Book
of Dunwoody. That's going to be a tough find, is a women's shoe in a size 14.
I know. That's
right?
Why that had to be a man's post.
You got to special order those. Right? I mean, you don't just go to DSW and go to the size 14 aisle.
No.
That's why it's an emergency circumstance, because he knows that.
Yeah.
He's just hoping there's a giant-footed woman on his cul-de-sac.
Jeff, what's our last dramatic reading from the Nextdoor app?
Jen, I'll be reading today from the Book of Lawrenceville. This morning, there is a blue van parked across the street. The window is halfway down on the passenger side. I walked over to the van to take pictures of it and the license plate, as I do with all strange cars. When I got near the half-open front window, I could see a human hand stretched out. It was attached to the sleeping body in the back. I know this person was alive and not dead because he was snoring like my drunk ex-husband. There was an open package of some sort of takeout food on the front seat. The sleeper had the fork still in his hand. This is not a broken down piece of junk, and my vehicles are parked, locked, and untouched. Everything else in the neighborhood seems okay. What should I do? A reading from the Book of Lawrenceville.
You be my neighbor.
You can send these to us. If you ever come across a Nextdoor post that's amazing, please screen grab that and send it right on over to us.
Yeah, we'll give your neighborhood the credit that it deserves.
Absolutely. You can find us, star941atlanta.com.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.